insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
And, of course, it is a voting day for many people throughout the state of Utah. The off-year elections, which usually are municipal, and Salt Lake City has the big mayoral race, of course, today. But there are other things, too, that folks are voting on. Mill Creek, one of Utah's newer cities, is having voting today. And, of course, down in Utah County, I just got this text on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. This texter said, just voted at the Highland City Center. My husband and I had not received ballots. We walked in with our IDs. They printed them right there. We were able to vote and be out the door in less than 2 minutes. They scanned our ballots as we were exiting. Everything this year seems to be going much better. We wanted to talk about voting. We talked with Sherry Swenson yesterday about Salt Lake County voting, and I wanted to talk with Utah County today, and I really appreciate Amelia Powers Gardner joining us. And we especially wanted to talk about an app. And Amelia is the Utah County Clerk and Auditor. First of all, thank you for joining us. And how is the voting going? That was a glowing report we just got from Highland.
I listened to that. That makes my heart swell. The voting seems to be going very well. I've dropped by several polling locations today, and long lines are a thing of the past in Utah County. Things seem to be running efficiently and well.
There is an app that I wanted to hear more about that I understand has been used for those who basically have been out of country or offshore, but it's now being used for the disabled in Utah County. Tell us about this, would you?
Yeah, so there is an app that is downloadable onto a mobile device, something like a phone or an iPad. And I'm actually at the home of a lady right now who's 106 years old. She was born before women had the right to vote and was unable to make it to the polls. And so we were able to bring her an iPad, and she's voting right now.
Wow, how cool is that? First of all, boy, what a wonderful age. And, you know, I sometimes reflect on the fact that my grandmother was born before women had the right to vote, and she sadly is no longer with us. But what a wonderful opportunity for this woman to have the opportunity to vote. And how did this come about? How do you kind of get the vote squad to go out to somebody's house?
Well, I actually grew up about a block and a half from this lady, and so I called her daughter, who lives with her and is her caretaker now, and I asked, hey, has your mom had a chance to vote yet? She said, no, she's homebound now. She broke her ankle about a year or two ago and is homebound. And even with the paper ballots, with the mail-in ballots, she has a hard time holding a pen to right. fill that out. So I just asked, well, what would she think if we brought her an iPad where we could make the print larger, or we could have it talk to her and she could look at that ballot and she could cast her ballot that way? And they were ecstatic. This is an opportunity for people that are homebound or that have a hard time holding a pen, or that that can't see, that they can utilize a personal device and they can cast their ballot in the same way as their neighbors. Maybe they're not actually holding the pen for that ballot, but the app is actually a ballot marking device. So what it's doing is it's telling us how they want to mark their ballot, and then we'll print off a paper ballot for them that is marked how they've asked it to be marked. And then we'll scan that ballot with all the other ballots.
Wow, how cool is that? How can the average person, this stuff always intrigues me, because Governor Huntsman was so concerned about the lack of participation in the process in general, voting in particular. He put together a commission. I was honored to be asked to be on that. We traveled all over the state of Utah trying to figure out ways that we could engage voters, make it easier. Many things have come to be that were talked about or discussed at that time. But this is something that we didn't even dream of.
Yeah, it is an emerging technology. Utah County was the third jurisdiction in the country to utilize it. West Virginia utilized it in 2018 for their elections for overseas and military voters. Denver used it this year for their primary and their runoff election, and they're using it today for their general, for their military and overseas voters. And then Utah County, we used it in August for our military and overseas voters. It was very clean. The audit came back clean. And that gave me the confidence to go one more step and allow disabled voters to utilize this as well.
How would the average person, would they contact the clerk's office? How would this get to, say, for example, my house, if I had somebody who wanted to vote in this fashion, assuming I lived in Utah County?
Yeah, so state law only allows this for military, overseas, and disabled voters. So right now, it's just for that small group. But for those, for that group of people, if you, for example, at your house had a disabled voter, all you would need to do is contact the Utah County Elections Office and let us know that there's a disabled voter at your home that wants to use this, and there's a simple form they fill out, and then they download the app onto their device and register on the app. It's as easy as that.
Well, I remember when we could vote in people's homes, and this was an impression that I will never get out of my head, thankfully, because my grandparents used to host the voting at their home on 8th East in Sugar House in the old Forestdale area. And I can remember people that could barely walk. Boy, they would do whatever it took to vote. It was so important. Many of them were immigrants to this country who still spoke with a thick Scandinavian or German or fill-in-the-blank accent. And my grandparents' home was not ADA approved. Let's put it that way. There were some stairs, not terrible, but, you know, two or three stairs that people had to get up. Those folks would have done anything. They would have crawled up those stairs in order to vote at Gene and Clara Love's house. And I think of something, I think of something like this that is so now convenient for those people.
Yeah, we have a voter that we'll head to in about an hour who has been bedridden and has not been able to cast a ballot since 2004. And when he called our office, when he heard about this through the Disability Law Center and called our office, and yesterday we told him we would bring him an iPad because he doesn't have a smartphone, he literally teared up. Yeah. This will be the first time that he's been able to vote in 15 years.
This is so cool. I so appreciate you, Amelia, sharing this with us, and I appreciate Utah County making this available for those who are serving our country or out of country, whatever the case might be, and now those who are disabled. Do you anticipate this spreading throughout Utah? Are you getting requests for more information?
We're definitely getting requests from other county clerks about how our audits go and about the process. They're interested to make sure that this technology is secure and that our audits are coming back clean. Yes.
Yeah, I have to admit, that's one of the first things I thought of. How is this assured? And especially if like next time around in the general election, than a handful of people maybe utilizing it, if there were hundreds and hundreds that were utilizing it, that we'd want to make sure of that.
Absolutely. So when I agreed to be part of this pilot, one of the things that I wanted to make sure was that we had an independent third party auditing the process for us. So we've partnered with the National Cybersecurity Center, and they do an audit independent of my office and our audit, and independent of the vendor, the Votes app. Mm-hmm. We have the National Cybersecurity Center that they've been coming in and auditing every vote and tracing it from the record on the blockchain all the way through the paper ballot that we're scanning.
Before we let you get back to the very busy day I'm sure you're having, thank you for making this time available for us. What are some of the do's and don'ts, finally, as we look at just a little less than 6 hours for people to cast their votes? What are just some of the do's and don'ts for the remaining hours?
All right. It is too late to drop your ballot in the mail. It needed to have been postmarked by yesterday. So if you still have your ballot, put it in a drop box or bring it to a polling location and they'll accept it until 8 p.m. So the do's are get it out there before 8 p.m. The don'ts, don't put it in the mailbox. But if you haven't had a chance to vote, there are polling locations open, and they will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Get out and vote.
And are they on a website somewhere so people can easily find those locations?
Yeah, on each county website, it's going to have theirs. Ours is utahcounty.gov/elections.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Amelia, I wish you the very, very best, and it'll be interesting to get the results either later tonight or first thing in the morning, and thank you for being part of the show.
All right. Thank you.
Amelia Powers-Gardner with us, who is Utah County Clerk/Auditor. Coming up next, boy, how would you like to graduate from college at the age of 17. We're going to talk with the young man who did exactly that. That's coming up next at KSL.